Chapter 3 Ashamed. When Willie awoke, the sun was coming up. A low fog blanketed the valley floor, and songbirds greeted the new day. The faint light of dawn hurt his eyes. Even the cheerful chirping of the birds echoed painfully inside his skull. Willie was on his back in the damp grass, staring up at the trees for some time before his eyes could focus. Remembering all that had happened, Willie carefully felt his head and discovered a large bump that throbbed painfully. Withdrawing his hand, fresh blood covered the tips of his fingers. Willie rolled slowly over and then pushed up on all fours. This action made his head swim. Fighting the urge to vomit, he took several long, slow breaths until his stomach settled. He shook his head and batted his eyelids. This movement sent droplets of blood onto the grass. Willie was unsure as to the extent of his own injury, but it did not feel life-threatening. He wondered how well his stepfather had survived their collision. Willie tried to get up, but his body would not cooperate. Again, he slumped back onto the grass. It took some time before he could stand. He then staggered to the bridge and peeked over its side. There, face down in a pool of water, floated his stepfather. Willie walked a little farther out on the bridge to make sure that he was dead. As the pain in his head eased and his mind began to clear, Willie realized that he must tell his mother what he had done. His earlier plan of going back into town for help would not work now due to the time that had passed since he and Jesse had left the tavern. There may have been some other lie he could have concocted, but his fear and pain would not let his mind work. All he wanted now was the comfort of home and his mother. After untying Bessie from the rail, Willie climbed into the saddle and headed straight for home. Although the ride was short, he nearly fell from the saddle twice. If old Bessie had not known the way home, he doubted that he could have made it. Fear kept him unsteadily clinging to the reins. Willie knew that if he fell, he would not have the strength to get back on. Someone would be crossing the bridge soon and would no doubt discover Jesse's body. For now, he just wanted to be far away from there as fast as Bessie could run. His mother was standing at the front door when Willie rode up to the house. She knew that he and Jesse would be back late, but never this late. Her son returning alone and in such a rush could only mean bad news. She ran forward and caught Bessie's reins just as they dropped from Willie's hands. She pulled Bessie to a sudden stop. Willie fell from the saddle into his mother's outstretched arms. He began to cry as if he was a baby. She held him tight and let him cry hysterically for several minutes. When his weeping slowed to sobbing, she used the corner of her apron to wipe the tears from his eyes and then had him blow his nose. Not since his father had died had Willie cried so hard. He told his mother what he had heard at the tavern, then what he had done at the bridge. Willie kept his face turned toward the ground, too ashamed to look at his mother. He thought for sure that she would be upset with him.
"Son, you did what had to be done,"
she said softly, kissing him gently on the forehead.
"Your pa would be so proud of you, son."
Receiving praise for doing such a thing made the tears flow harder, but this time from joy. He had done the right thing. He had kept his promise to his father. Whatever happened to him next would not matter. He did what needed doing. Willie would never let anyone hurt his mother. At least now there was one drunken bastard who would never harm her again. For a long time they just held on to one another and did not speak. Willie could tell his mother was thinking hard on how to fix things. She always got quiet when she was planning something. He wanted to just close his eyes and stay in her arms forever. But they both knew they could not simply wish this thing away. This matter needed immediate attention. His mother pressed a damp cloth to his wound and then explained how they were going to handle things. Willie sat still and took in every word of her plan. He was impressed how quickly she had turned certain disaster into something positive. As he had hoped, she was also happy to have Mr. Tate out of their life. Her only concern now was for her son. Therefore, their lie had to be believable. She told Willie how to tell his story, down to the smallest detail. Knowing they did not have much time, she made Willie repeat it until he told his story the same each time. Even though his head ached something fierce, he kept at it until she was satisfied that Willie knew exactly what to say.